Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Last week, I had an incredible opportunity to attend the historic signing of the Abraham Accords in the White House with President Trump, Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain. We'll talk about it next on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is an amazing moment in history because now two Arab countries in less than a month have entered into these historic peace agreements with Israel, the UAE and now Bahrain. And both of those were at the signing ceremony with the president, who was the broker of this deal. He's the one, the White House, with the president's pushing, was the one that really was the instrument to bring these countries together for this historic event in world history. I mean, you know, this is just beyond imagination because no other president has been able to bring these kinds of Arab nations together like this president has. And it is a good day for all concerned.
And he did both of these within a month. A month. I mean, so August 13th, the UAE formally abolished its 40-year boycott law, allowing UAE companies and individuals to trade directly with Israel. And then on September 11th, the Kingdom of Bahrain and Israel signed their agreement together as well. I mean, this is totally historic. And there's not enough adjectives, I think, for the word to see what President has done to orchestrate these two deals in this Abraham Accords.
Yeah, this is amazing because this one most recently was announced on September 11. What a day to announce it.
Really, that's significant.
This is a day where we all remember 9/11, and it was on this day that Bahrain agreement was announced with Israel. And the airline Al Al has already now taken its first flight directly from Tel Aviv through Saudi Arabia airspace into the UAE.
Right. And you think about the turmoil that the Middle East was in before President Trump took office.
Yeah, that's
amazing. And now we've got these peace agreements.
So
incredible.
The leaders of Israel and Bahrain on the most recent brokered agreement praised the president for his, quote, dedication to peace in the region, his focus on shared challenges, and the pragmatic and unique approach he has taken to bringing their nations together. It's unbelievable. The White House, President Trump noted that the timing of the deal came on the 19th anniversary of 9/11. And he said, quote, there's no more powerful response to the hatred that spawned 9/11 than this agreement. And it comes, as you mentioned, after a similar deal with the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, and Israel, brokered by the U.S. last month. This statement is amazing that just happened and this agreement. But I was privileged to be able to be one of the people to actually witness this historic signing with the President of the United States, Donald Trump, the Israeli leaders, as well as the leaders from the Arab countries, the UAE and Bahrain, and to have that historic signing right there in the White House. Because, you know, you look at this situation with Israel, it only became a nation in 1948, mm-hmm. in May.
And it's a tiny nation,
May 14, 19,
size of New Jersey,
I think. It's very small. When you go and look at it on the map compared to the other Arab nations around it, mm-hmm. it looks just like a very small island almost. It's not an island, but it's very small.
But all the technology that has come out of that country is amazing.
Yeah, you see the Lord's blessing on that country with so much innovation and technology. I mean, it's a world leader in every field. It has more Nobel Prize winners and others per capita than any other country in the world. It is a leader in business and agriculture, the environment, technology, medicine, you name it, the internet, other kinds of technology. Israel is a front leader that is benefiting the entire world on so much innovative research.
And just take about the medical technology, for example. I mean, you mentioned the flight landing. Well, that the reason for that was for medical technology regarding the coronavirus. They were already working together to help people do better and live better.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is. And, you know, the Palestinian Authority under Mahmoud Abbas, and, of course, he's in his, what, I don't even, I lose count now, 15th year of a four-year term. Let that sink
in. How does that work? I don't know.
That means he was elected for a four-year term, and he just stayed around. And then on the other hand, Hamas, which is in Gaza, which is a recognized terrorist organization, they're all upset that Israel is entering into these agreements with Arab countries.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the UAE official said, you know, to the Palestinian leader and Hamas, it's a new day in the Middle East. It's a new day, and you just have to get with the program. Lay down your hate. Lay down your weapons.
That doesn't work. Hostility and war does not work.
Doesn't work. Let's have some cooperation and some peace together. But, you know, President Donald Trump, it's amazing because he doesn't get a lot of credit for these things because the media is constantly, since the day he was elected, trying to undermine him and not reporting the truth or the accuracy. They've had to really say something about this. And obviously, there's not much they can say against it. But for this kind of a peace treaty between Arab nations, the UAE and Bahrain and Israel to happen, it would be a hands-down, slam-dunk Nobel Peace Prize.
Right. Where you look at our previous president, who was handing over, what, millions of dollars to Iran?
Yeah, handed over hundreds of, actually a couple billion dollars.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah,
okay, there we go.
To Iran. In cash, flying it in on pallets.
And they're our enemy.
In the middle of the night.
Talk about 9/11. They're our enemy.
Yeah, they hate America. And he flew in pallets and pallets of cash in the middle of the night so nobody would see him. And he did that under the darkness of night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I, during his 8 years, would go to Israel and talk to Israeli leaders, because we go to Israel quite a bit. We did until 2020. Of course, all the trips got canceled in 2020. But the Israeli leaders were just very concerned about what was happening in the United States with President Obama.
Rightly so.
How he was destabilizing the entire Middle East.
Right.
And President Trump has actually completely reversed all that. Not only has he brought peace where there was a lot of instability, but he's been very persistent at it, despite the media targeting him, pushing back at him, misrepresenting much of what he does. He continues to push forward. And this agreement is just one of those significant situations. So,
and in fact, he said, you know, President Trump said, now that the ice has been broken, I expect more Arab and Muslim countries will follow the UAE's lead.
Yeah, and I think that's right.
More to come.
So you have like two Arab nations in a month.
Right.
The UAE and Bahrain. You also have in that same month, Serbia, and also Kosovo. Both of them saying, we're going to establish relations and we're going to move our embassies to Jerusalem following the lead of America.
It's historic. This is prophetic.
You know, and once the embassy was opened in Jerusalem, the United States embassy, which it should have been done a long time ago, but even Democrat and Republican presidents, they promised to do it, but they never did. Only President Trump did. We've been able to, as part of our trips, always stop by that U.S. embassy, go out of our bus and take a photo underneath that seal of the United States of America in Jerusalem at the embassy. That's another historic event. And that was done, actually, on the 70th year of Israel's existence.
Right. And, of course, this is called the Abraham Accords because he, Abraham, was the father of both countries.
Yeah, he's the father of Isaac, and he's the father of Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an appropriate name for this. Abraham is the father of both the Arabs and the Jews.
Right.
And here we are. It's amazing. So continue to pray for this agreement. I was privileged to be able to be there for this historic signing. There's a lot of signings, and certainly it's a privilege to be at any one of these signings, of course, at the White House. But this one is literally historic because it is significant both biblically and historically for America, for Israel, and certainly for the entire Middle East, but also the entire world. For more information, you can go to our website dedicated to Israel-related issues, Covenant Journey, and also Christians in Defense of Israel. Christians in Defense of Israel and Covenant Journey are our websites that we have dedicated directly to the issues related to Israel. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.